Welcome, Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host, and we're a group of law enforcement professionals to talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. And let me introduce the crew. Guys, if you don't mind waiting for the video portion of our show, we have Captain Brett Bartlett, the founder of Exemplar Defense Solutions at exemplardefense.com. This next part, he makes me say, 32 years of exemplary law enforcement experience, retired as a captain. I say it again, a captain. Did I say that loud enough and clear enough for you? Okay. And then we got our Scott. So he's laughing so bad he's distracted me. I'm sorry, Scott, to distract you like that. And then we have our special forces badass, Scott Steyert. He's with Aero Precision. He's got a fantastic, very impressive background, Green Beret, Delta Force, and he brings a unique perspective to the show. He asks some interesting questions. And when he starts going tactical on us, it's really interesting because he brings a lot of things in the play that we don't necessarily think about. And there are some differences between military and law enforcement applications. So I love it. So looking forward to having you back on the show, Scott. So thanks a lot. A shout out to our sponsors, guys. Our title sponsor, Gauls at Gauls.com. We have Compliant Technologies, and they are our satellite sponsor. So title sponsors, Gauls, Satellite Compliant Technologies. We got on satellite radio May the 5th, and we're loving it. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And, we've actually, of course, that's Scott's company, our arms sponsor, gunlearn.com, mymedicare.live, Safeguard Recruiting, and Two Bells, a built-in online store at leoroundtable.com. If you haven't checked that out, go to our website, leoroundtable.com, check out the store. The stuff is amazing, like the shirt that I'm wearing. And Scott's still not wearing the sweatshirt I sent him. So maybe one day he will surprise. I know it's not cold enough yet, Scott. So I know it's still warm there, but I'm just giving you a hard time, dude. And so check out our new online store, guys. Also, fishorlandobass.com. Now, Brett, open up that mic. Brett and I have been talking. So we've got it figured out, Brett, right? When you're taking the wife and the kids, or even maybe the wife and the grandkids to Disney, Scott, pay attention. You're young enough. You still have kids. You know, you're not into the grandkid stage yet. Leave the car and gear and the foot on the brake and let the wife and the kids or grandkids out. And then take the foot off the brake and where you're going to go see Zach at fishorlandobass.com, the bass fishing charter. And if you're feeling very adventurous, you know, you can do the alligator hunting. Now, Scott's all excited because he's thinking he gets to kill alligators. No. We're not killing the baby alligator, but we are catching and releasing, you know, relocating. And we're doing the humane thing, Scott Steyert. So no opportunity to use a tier 1, 2, or 3 rifle on that particular one. But hey, it's a great opportunity. What do you think?
Been to Disney, spent $1,000 on lunch one day, probably won't be going back. So I'm going to do this other thing where you actually get to do something useful, something fun.
I love it. Scott, how about you?
Well, I mean, it sounds really awesome. It's crazy to me, you know, being born and raised in Florida. There's no shortage of alligators. Yeah, there's no shortage of alligators. So, I mean, like, I think there's probably more people that need food than Florida needs alligators. So, you know. I'd take him out and, you know, I'd have a lot of gator tail in the freezer is what I'm saying. I mean, there's probably millions of alligators in Florida, and they're prehistoric monsters that'll survive everything except for the python. Apparently the pythons and anacondas down in South Florida now, I guess, are top of the food chain.
They had a video where they had both dead. Apparently, it was the python swallowed the alligator, and the alligator, when they found them both, the python was dead. The alligator had eaten its way out of the inside of the python, and I remember seeing a photograph of that. So that was kind of surprising.
Well, there's a new problem down in the Everglades, the illegal immigrants at the detention center. So you got to worry about gators, snakes, and illegal immigrants. So.
Well, they're shipping them out, Brett. You heard what happened, right?
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, we got that. I mean, if we had time to get to it, it's new news to old news. But yeah, I know. I expect something to change for that. So, but good job, guys. So if you guys are ready, we got some main topics that we're gonna be talking about. But first, let me go in and kind of whet the appetite on what the show is gonna be about. So we got Feds secure Naval Station Great Lakes for Chicago immigration blitz. I say that would be a telltale sign that they're getting ready to do something in Chicago. And then we got 10 FBI whistleblowers are reaching settlements after retaliation under the Biden administration. So thank God these guys are getting closure. And then we got a federal court affirms the dismissal of false arrest and malicious prosecution claims against HSI agents. And we got Obama judge orders alligator Alcatraz dismantled. So before she ordered female, I think she was a Biden appointee. She had just didn't want them to put new detainees there. And then they had to take down some stuff. But now it's like she wants the thing dismantled and they're already moving detainees and stuff. So we'll be covering that if we have time to get to it. We got some stories with video components. Dash body cam shows a Kempner man. He wrecks his pickup. How's he do that? He drives to the Killian Mall right through a JCPenney. In the middle of a police pursuit. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I can't wait to cover that. Guys, if you can mute your mics, I'm getting background noise on that. Juneau police officer is seen on video, and this guy is throwing a man to the ground and he resigns from the force afterwards, so we'll talk about that. Video shows police officers fatally shooting a Dallas lawyer who was armed with a knife, and then finally, suspect shot when he pins an officer between a vehicle and a wall during a welfare check. So there you have it. So if you guys are ready, let's jump to the first one. We've got more than one story. We've got these stories from Chicago, SunTimes.com, and then USA Today. So Fed secured Naval Station Great Lakes for Chicago immigration blitz, according to the sources. So Department of Defense has secured Naval Station Great Lakes for an immigration blitz in Chicago starting next week. Two sources familiar with the base operations confirmed to the SunTimes on Saturday night. And base staff were told that the facility were providing support in the form of office space. So this is what they're doing. They're kind of outlining specifically what they're going to use it for: office space, command center, parking, portable laundry units. That's what one source told the SunTimes. The agents will not be staying at the base. However, the initial plan detailed in an email that was obtained by the SunTimes, they would bring federal agents into the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Immigration, Customs Enforcement, and U.S. Border and Protection, and to the Navy's largest training center and the largest military installation in the state. And this happens to be near Chicago, of all places, so good for them. Per the plan, in the previously reported email to base leadership, federal agents would be given control of Building 617, which houses the Naval College Learning Center and the Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Library. And this operation would last from September the 2nd to September 30th, so almost the entire month. Goes on to say that President Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, on Thursday confirmed a ramped up post-Labor Day deportation campaign that it was in the works for Chicago with a large contingent of agents, but Homan did not specify how many. And we're not done. We got another article: preparing for federal troops, Chicago mayor says the city will stand up to Trump's tyranny. Wow. So Chicago mayor Brandon Johnson, and there's a, you know, this is the guy that's simply not getting it done there. He doesn't want any help, right? He's taking a defiant stance against President Trump's promise to deploy the National Guard to the nation's third largest city. So Johnson, the mayor, on August 30th, they signed an executive order. I don't know what he thinks it's going to do, but it lays out how we can stand up against his tyranny. That was a quote. Chicago police will not help the National Guard with immigration enforcement or related activities, even doing traffic stops or manning checkpoints, according to the order. Wow, this guy's a piece of work. This is about making a very clear distinction between what our law enforcement engages in versus what the federal agents engage in, according to the mayor. This president is not going to come in and deputize our police department. And then even the governor, J.B. Pritzker, is weighing in, saying that no one's contacted him about bringing the federal forces in. You don't say. He said it's an invasion with U.S. troops if they, in fact, do that. And Trump went after Pritzker on August the 30th. I actually read this on True Social, and he wrote down that Pritzker is crazy if he thinks he doesn't need Trump's help fighting crime. He better straighten it out faster. We're coming. And that's what Trump wrote on True Social, which is, of course, where we're at. That's the reason why we're at this place now. So commentary, Captain Brett.
First, all they had to say was, hey, we're going to fight back by not allowing our cops to help. That's all you got? That's all you can provide? We're going to stand up, and our cops aren't going to help. Thanks for coming. What they don't realize is there is some federal authority. Now, I have concerns. In Washington, D.C., that's a federal enclave. It's federal jurisdiction. I got it. I'm just wondering what authority they're going to claim to go into Chicago to put people on the street. I don't know. I'm all for Chicago going under and catching fire and burning to the ground, because it there needs to be a point proven that you need help. So it was 54 shootings over the weekend, but they're still denying that. But there's a line drawn in the sand, and somebody's going to emerge the victor. There's going to be no secondhand measures here. Somebody's going to win. I believe it'll be Trump. But again, I hesitate about sending federal people into a city that's not under federal authority. And I'm curious to know what his authority is.
Good, all right. Good point. Scott Steyert.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that is a kind of good and interesting point. You know, these cities that just, they don't want to do anything. Okay. And then, you know, I think it kind of fixes itself over time. I mean, they're going to start seeing like Washington, D.C., which, like you said, the jurisdiction is a little bit different. A success story. And then the rest of these big cities, it's like when the people rise up and say, let's fix this and tell their leaders.
All right. Hold that thought, Scott. Commercial break. We'll be right back. All right, guys. It's time to talk about our title sponsor, Gauls at Gauls.com. You know, as police officers, we know we can get our gear from a lot of different sources. And when you throw the online mix into it, the choices are almost limitless, right? But I want to remind everybody here about the importance of actually supporting the companies that support law enforcement. And I don't know of a company that does that better than Gauls at Gauls.com. I mean, even their motto is proud to serve those who serve, which of course they do in spectacular fashion. And they walk the talk by supporting dozens of focused organizations like this radio show. So when you're looking for gear, please support Gauls and go to Gauls at Gauls.com. And I think, Brett, I think I told you, I just bought a pair of waterproof Danner boots at Gauls.com. They're absolutely beautiful. They're awesome. I got a fantastic deal. I did not have to pay full price. They were on sale. And, you know, they're always having specials, whether it's sales or whether it's free shipping. It's amazing. And they also have gift cards. We're giving away one today at Gauls.com. And hook up your family, friends, and loved ones as well. Now we're going to be talking about Compliant Technologies at ComplianTechnologies.com. Of course, my favorite part that they have, it is called the glove. But in today's world, protection goes beyond physical safety. It's about safeguarding those on the front lines from what we call hidden threats. And that's where MyTech, which is a division of Compliant Technologies, comes in. MyTech provides advanced protective solutions for law enforcement, corrections, and first responders. They're Eagle Protect nitrile gloves. They offer 4-hour fentanyl and xylene protection, and that gives you peace of mind in high-risk environments. Plus, their MyShield disinfectants and sanitizers eliminate 99.9% of germs, bacteria, and viruses on contact, and they continue the kill for up to 28 days, helping you stay protected both on and off duty. So when safety is non-negotiable, you can trust MyTech to deliver the protection that you need, and you can learn more about how to equip your team today by simply going to ComplianTechnologies.com/MyTech. Again, that is ComplianTechnologies/MyTech, because the best defense starts with the right protection. Again, ComplianTechnologies.com/MyTech. You'll be glad that you did. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by Captain Brett Bartlett and also Scott Steyert. And we've been talking about Trump, the National Guard, and Chicago. And of course, the mayor and the governor are not having any of it. Brett brought up a good point. They're acting all tough, but they just went on TV and said, we're not going to let our guys cooperate with your guys, is basically it. They're not going to close the door to the city of Chicago. They can't. And now they've got a naval base that's been requisitioned, or at least part of it, to help with the support. They've got their ducks in a row. I can't wait to see this thing go down. And you know what? They gave them advance notice. They could have fixed the problem. But you get these liberal controlled cities. They got these people that, look, it could be, Brett always says, you can solve the problem at the polls and just select the right people in for the job, which, of course, the people in Chicago have refused to do. So now Trump is going to go in and preserve the safety so people can actually go there and be safe and go to Chicago. I don't want to go to Chicago. And we've known about, this has been going on for years. Remember Mayor Lori Lightfoot? Remember what a disaster she was? So, but Scott, I digress.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it always comes down to that. It's like, hey, just vote at the polls, right? And I think like there's so much information that is controlled, and I think just a lot of people in Chicago are just not hearing like truth or something because it's very obvious. I mean, I get it. I mean, at the end of the day, like if there's so much crime, and it is, it's out of control. The people who, you know, the citizens, they have that right to be protected. And for whatever reason, I don't even know, like these cities, they're not even going after the criminals, like especially like a sanctuary city. They just get out of jail and they can do whatever, and you can't hold them and you can't arrest them, or they have to go back out and you can't hand them off to ICE, and they're illegal and they're criminals. I don't understand. Like, what is the game? What is the end plan here? Because to me, if you just educate the people in Chicago, it's a very logical, no-brain decision. Like, get these idiots out of here. We want people that are going to come in and protect the law-abiding Americans. That's just common sense. But I see both sides. Trump's doing what he has to do to make it safe for law-abiding citizens. But at the same time, it's like, you know, this is going to, he's just opening up, you know, a can of worms. I mean, I agree with it, but I just think the optics is not good. That's all.
So on yesterday's show, Brett, we talked about, this is some new information, but we did talk about DC. We talked about Chicago. And the interesting thing is that they've done polls. So the people in DC that live there, and of course we know it's saturated with liberal Democrats, and they just, if Trump's name's attached to it, they want no part of it. So they don't want it. And obviously there's an issue, even with these liberal judges that are not wanting to prosecute these cases. They're saying that it's there's some sloppiness going on by the National Guard. I still have a hard time. I know the National Guard's been using mostly for support. I think the guys putting hands on the bad guys are the cops. And also, they haven't been able to get 5 indictments that they otherwise expected to get. And then let's jump over to Chicago. They took a poll in Chicago, and a majority of the Chicagoans that they polled do not want federal assistance. That said, national polls support this. They support Trump. We have to remember that he got the popular vote. Over half the country wants him to do this, and they have this full backing. So it's kind of interesting that these local people, D.C., just like what Scott was talking about, in these armpits, you know, of society that they've let just get out of control, they don't want help. I don't know whether they're just so used to it or whether the people being pulled are part of the problem, part of the criminal element. I don't know. What do you think?
I think if they'd done this 2 years ago when Biden was in charge, nobody would say anything about it. It's just very simply this. It's we're good. Trump is bad, period. If Tampa, Florida had 50-something shootings over a weekend, it would be an absolute disaster for the leadership of the city. Now, it never would happen because Tampa's pretty well, you know, well-governed. But I think, and I've said this for years, sometimes you just got to let it fail. Smoke coming from the Chicago skyline. Right. And so what? Hey, you voted. This is what you get. Sorry. Let's put up a wall. I'm not going in. Nobody's going to go. If you want to burn it down, burn it down. We don't give a crap.
It's like California, right? I mean, California was the greatest state in America. I mean, as far as like the weather, the location, the oceans, the mountains, everything. And it is a dumpster. I mean, it's like, and people, they still, I mean, Trump could come out with a cure for cancer, but because it's Trump,
you're right.
Trump came out with it. You know, I mean, it's just at some point you just have to grow up. You know,
I think there has to be a point, Scott, where we make an example of some liberal city. Chicago would be just perfect. Hands off Chicago, just no problem. We're not going to go in. We're not going to help. We're going to let it burn to the ground. We're going to send our efforts elsewhere. Okay, let's clean up DC. Let's get that done. But Chicago, if you don't want us now, other than immigration, they got to go do the immigration. Yep. That's what we voted for. If that lowers crime, great. But other than that, hey man, if you guys want to cut each other, shoot each other, hey, right on. Good for you. We'll keep track of your stats. You know, we still keep crime stats. But hey, mayor, if you want to let your people die, right on, man. If they keep voting for you, it's like taking a gun to your own head. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. MVS says Colorado is the new California. Stay away. and he lives there. And he says also let the city burn, turn it into a prison. Wow. But they're listening. So we're getting some good commentary from our people that are on the stream right now. We're reaching 1.5 million followers right now on, and that's just on Facebook, not to mention the other sources. So thanks for watching us on the stream, guys. Hey, we got some good comments, good commentary coming on. Guys, don't forget, we are doing a free $50 Gauls gift card giveaway today. If you haven't won in 60 days, so all you have to do is type in the word Gauls, that is G-A-L-L-S, and give us your email address. And I just got a new stack they're digital gift cards, so they're electronic. But I just got a bunch of those in from Gauls over the weekend. So again, to enter that in, type in Gauls, give us your email address so that I can email it to you at the end of the show. And it's a great opportunity if you haven't won in 60 days. So I'll be watching for that on the stream during the live show. So if you guys are ready, let's talk about these whistleblowers. So at New York Post and also rvmnews.com. And I'm going to go in and mute your mic there for you, Scotty. We're going to go ahead and talk about 10 FBI whistleblowers reach settlements after retaliation under the Biden admin. And I can see we're coming up on another commercial break. Man, how does that happen? Commercial break. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're going to be talking about Aero Precision at aeroprecisionusa.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all-American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles. And yes, we're talking about Scott's favorite subject, long guns. They're born from an aerospace engineering company, so you know these guys know what they're doing. And Aero Defense by Aero Precision demands perfection because settling for anything less is not an option when your life is on the line. Visit aeroprecisionusa.com for a lineup that matches every discipline because they basically have something for everybody. And you know, way back since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with soulless bolt actions. And that's not all. Their M4 E1 Pro and Mod 4 handguards, they hit aeroprecisionusa.com last year. The embodiments of duty rifle excellence, and they're now being tailored for the civilian customer, which means a lot of you guys can start getting your hands on this primo stuff. And their M5 AR three-way platform, spectacular. Don't settle for less when you can have the best. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by Captain Brett Bartlett and our special forces badass, Scott Steyer with Aero Precision. So thanks for being on the show, guys. Hey, we've been talking about a lot of things. We've been talking about Trump, National Guard in Chicago, and you know, a lot of stuff's been going on. Guys, any well, I know that I whet the appetite for the 10 whistleblowers, the FBI whistleblowers, before we had to jump on the commercial break. So sorry about the late notice. It almost squeaked by. You guys get me so riled up and involved in conversations, and I disregard the radio clock. So, of course, none of you guys were like flagging me down to slow me down either. But NewYorkPost.com and RVMNews.com, which stands for Red Voice Media, 10 FBI whistleblowers reached settlements after retaliation under the Biden administration. So these 10 whistleblowers reported instances of political weaponization inside the Bureau under the Biden-Harris administration. They reached settlement agreements with the Justice Department. And the officials announced on Tuesday that the whistleblowers will receive lump sum payouts for damages. Some are getting back pay, benefits, and also being reinstated the duty. The 10 whistleblowers' brave actions, according to the article, were met with intense bureaucratic blowback that caused several financial and emotional hardships, according to Senator Chuck Grassley. He's been on this from day one. He said their lives were upended for years, and he said that he never stopped fighting until things were made right. Grassley credited Attorney General Pam Bondi, our friend, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, FBI Director Cash Patel, and Deputy Director Dan Bongino for advancing the cases. And they go on to say, they give some names. And look, I was reading some of the stories, horrific stuff going on. According to the Grassley's office, the whistleblowers have been subjected to demotions, indefinite unpaid administrative leave, of security clearance revocations, collectively amounting to over 12 years worth of inappropriate suspension time. Can you imagine? The whistleblowers were represented by the legal nonprofit Empowerment Oversight. Good for those guys. Some of the names we've got here, Stephen Friend, Garrett O'Boyle, we got Zachary Schuffstall, we've got Monica Schlingberg, Michael Zoomer, and some others. And Friend, O'Boyle, and Schuffstall are going to be the ones that are going back to duty with restoration of their pay and their benefits as well. And you guys know that when you're a Fed and, you know, they yank your classification, you know, your secret classification or your confidential records classification. That was the word I was looking for, Scott. Thank you. I just needed someone to like tap me on the back to get past that point. But you can't go out and get another job. You know, as long as you're employed with them, they're not paying you. You're on unpaid leave, and your security clearance is yanked, and you can't go out and get a job at Home Depot or anywhere, because then they'll fire you, and then you lose everything. So they really, you know, if you're a federal employee, man, they've got you by the, you know, by the stones, and there's not much. And there's not much you can do about it. And think about it now. Now we're in, Trump's been in office, but it's been over 6 months, and this happened during the Biden-Harris. So these guys have been in the world of hurt for years, and now it's finally coming, you know, to an end. Scott?
Yeah, I mean, it's finally like having some checks and balances there. And it's like, it's the feds, man. Like when they come after you, there's nowhere to go. It's like, if it's some kind of local, whatever. I mean, not that it would be feasible, but you could always move and take a job somewhere else. But it's the feds. They have so much power. And if they want to go after you, like, it depends on how much they want to go after you. I mean, they can look at your emails, they can listen to your phone calls, they can take anything they want out of context. You know, that's a scary thing. That's a very scary thing. So I'm glad to see, like, there's been some, they've restored order in our FBI, because it was getting really, really bad. It was, and those people are so brave, because if you think about it, right.
Oh yeah.
Just think about, like, Hitler and what he wanted to do, and the Jews, and he couldn't have done it if people didn't listen to him and do what he said. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, so the courage it takes for these people to stand up. So that in itself is, it takes a lot of courage to go against the man, you know, and your boss and your job, and it affects you today, like your employment and everything. So kudos to them. Hopefully we're on our way back, and it looks that way. So.
Yeah. One of these, Brett, it was a guy that they wanted to take SWAT out to, like, some January 6th guy. And he said, no, I don't think it's right. You know, he was one of the guys. I was ready to, like, disband the FBI and come up with a new three letter agency, because the name was so soiled. Whoever wanted to be, it's kind of like having a Harvard degree now. And hopefully Ward's not listening to the show, but really, you know, Harvard, that used to be the degree they have. Who would want a Harvard degree today? You know, and it's just like, you know, the FBI was getting that name to where who even wants to be associated with that? I mean, who wants to say they went to the FBI Academy and got the gold, you know, the gold brick, you know, right?
Well, it's, Chip, when these people, when they blew the whistle, they didn't do it not knowing what was going to happen. They knew, because they know that poking the bear is sometimes a very dangerous thing. So it's not like they gave this information and then when they were attacked, they were thinking, wow, I didn't see that coming. They did see it coming. They knew what was going to happen. And what a nightmare living under that spotlight. And Chip, you know all about whistleblowing. It is not a fun place to be.
It's not. But this is at a different level. Like, I mean, with all honesty, I mean, it wasn't easy, but, you know, I didn't lose my pay. And I was getting a little nervous about going to jail, you know, when they wrote a search warrant for my home, you know, and they raided my office and stuff. But, you know, I didn't lose my paycheck, you know.
Let me tell you what, Mike, I remember when a sergeant that we both know called me on the phone and said they sent your name to that circuit south of us.
Yeah.
Looking to prosecute you. So, again, it's no good place to be. And I'm glad that they've been made whole. But it must have taken years off their life, just worrying, it's just too much. But you know what? In an agency like the FBI, there's nothing they can't do to you other than maybe killing you and eating you, because that's still against the law.
Yeah. You know, you said poke the bear. I poked the bear once, but that was when you and I were staying in SHOT Show together, had to share the same room, but I don't want to talk about that. But is there anything else?
You big cuddly bear.
Don't poke that bear. Don't poke that bear. I'm looking at him. He's wearing camo right now. Look at him. He's got camo with headphones on.
You know, FCC. I'll just stop right now.
Speechless. That's right. Thank God for FCC. All right.
Hey, Tim, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I forgot that. I think we may have been outside the city limits. I don't know. TampaFP.com, the free press. Federal court affirms dismissal of false arrest, malicious prosecution against claims against HSI agents. How scary is this, guys? And this is, I believe, a female agent this happened to. So the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second District, they affirmed the dismissal of a lawsuit finally filed by Katrina Sigaloski. I can't even pronounce the name. It's some Scandinavian name, against four special agents, four of them, of the Department of Homeland Security's Homeland Security Investigations Unit, so HSI. So the decision handed down on Wednesday concludes a lengthy legal battle. This started back in 2015. It centers on allegations of false arrest and malicious prosecution. And how often have we heard this, guys? So the case stems from a 2013 incident. So we're even going back, you know, further back. What's that, 22 years ago, where HSI agents allegedly unlawfully entered this woman's home, this Scandinavian chick, I guess. According to the complaint, the agents were searching for her common law husband. He was under investigation for child pornography. Now, our female, whose name I can't pronounce, claims that during the search, Special Agent Abigail Braden, so I'm suspecting that Abigail would be a female name, but I could be wrong in today's climate, but she falsely accused her of confessing to taking pornographic photos of her own child, leading to her arrest and pretrial detention. She was charged with sexual exploitation of children, and the charge was later dropped, but she alleged that as a result of the fabricated evidence, which I don't believe for a second, she was held in jail for 3 weeks, lost temporary custody of her children, placed on the New York State Sex Offender Registry. Her lawsuit sought damages for false arrest, malicious prosecution, abusive process, and denial of a fair trial. The Second Circuit Court's ruling upholds a lower court dismissal of the remaining claims against Special Agent Braden Abigail, you know, our female agent. The court's decision was heavily influenced by a 2022 Supreme Court case called Egbert versus Bull. It significantly narrowed the ability for people to sue the federal government or the officers for what they call constitutional violations under a legal principle known as Bivens action, not Biden, but Bivens actions. The doctrine allows persons to sue federal agents for money damages for violating their constitutional rights. So similar to the qualified immunity, you know, clause that we get to enjoy. In an opinion, the majority concluded that this girl's claims were no longer viable under the restrictive framework established by the Supreme Court. And then they also said that the argument, the fabrication of evidence, it was presented in like a new context, like things that changed in her case, which I wasn't so sure about. But I didn't believe that allegation, you know, for a second. So kudos to them getting it right, I believe, in protecting the federal agents from what I would normally consider these frivolous lawsuits that could just tie up the courts and stuff. It's nice to know that you have some protection if you're doing your job, unless they got clear and convincing evidence of the to the contrary. So if there's no commentary on that, we can move on to our first story with a video component. And this one is a doozy, because this dude that's running from the police decides to do a little shopping at JCPenney. And so you guys ready for this one? This is pretty wild. So look, these stories that we're covering next, they've got video components. So I'm going to whet the appetite, because we're coming up on another commercial break. Dash body cam shows a Kempner man wrecking a pickup truck. He drives into the Killian Mall through JCPenney, through the doors, through the store, all the way out the other side. He ends up being fatally shot.
Any quicker updates?
Reloading! Just fired!
Good. Yeah, I'm gonna break this way.
All right.
With us, commercial break. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're going to be talking about GunLearn at gunlearn.com. And you know, as law enforcement officers, we deal with guns every day, but it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble. Lawsuits, injuries, lost prosecutions, disciplinary actions. But gunlearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending a live seminar at gunlearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialists like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett and also attorney Ken Affianco. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since 2011 by gun manufacturers, forensic organizations, police departments, and law enforcement departments really nationwide. So you can get free training for yourself and also for all the people, your agency, by hosting a seminar at no cost. And look, that is something that the founder, Dana Kelly, came up with. So if you have your own agency, go to gunlearn.com to get more information. Again, that's gunlearn.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. Now, look, I know I left off and we were getting ready to talk about this this story that's got a video component. Let me just say before I forget, before we go anywhere else, there's some stuff, two things I want to say. I do want to remember producer Jimmy, who used to work at the Boss Hog Radio Network. Brett met Jimmy. Jimmy was our producer for the show. Brett was there, I think, on more than one occasion. And, you know, after I left the radio station, which was back in April of last year, Jimmy died sometime last year from cancer. So we're thinking about him. And also, I just found out yesterday, you guys may remember, you guys know the Dan Bongino show. And for years, he had a producer named Joe. And producer Joe, people know him by his real name is Joe, or full name is Joe Armacost. And so I, when Joe stopped doing the Dan Bongino show, I reached out to him, and he was interested in getting involved with Leo Roundtable. And so we had, he was supposed to do the Christmas special that we did with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. He couldn't make that at the last minute. We've been in contact. He was having some medical issues going on. And I got a text yesterday from a friend of the family that he actually had died, but he died back in April, unfortunately. Oh, and, yeah. And I was totally unaware of that. I've been trying to get a hold of him and haven't been reaching out. So they saw my messages on his phone and then they reached back to me. So I just wanted to, everybody, a lot of people wonder what happened to Joe and also, you know, producer Jimmy and stuff. So I just kind of want to let you guys know that, you know, keep, especially, you know, producer Joe's family in your hearts and prayers, because, you know, that's devastating. Even though it happened back in July, if you look up Joe Armacost and look at that career that guy had, he did some amazing, amazing stuff. And so I'm just, glad I had the opportunity to talk with him. And, he was never really able to get super involved with the show. You know, I think if time permitted and he was, you know, that he would have, but anyhow, I just wanted to kind of update everybody on that and out of respect, mm-hmm. I wanted to list those names. So hopefully, producer Will, when you produce the show, maybe you can get the pictures of both those guys to pop up, you know, in their memory. But, you know, going back, to the story that I left off on rumble.com, this is Butters, the channel. We have dash and body cam is showing a Kempner man wrecking a pickup truck into the Killian Mall before being fatally shot. Guys, this is wild. This chase that goes down, I'll tell you everything about this. I can't even compare it to anything that I even, you know, went through at work. It is just one of those things. So Killian, Texas of all places, and this is December the 21st of 2024. So this is last December, and this is like at Christmas time. I mean, people are, you know how the parking lots and stores are. It's great. And this is a mall. And so tragedy strikes at the Killian Mall when John Darrell Schultz, 53 years old, of Kempner, Texas, drives his truck into the JCPenney during a police chase, injuring multiple people. Now, it starts off talking about how the footage from the DPS, that's the Texas Department of Public Safety, this dash cam shows our guy waiting along I-35 south on Belton after DPS says that they receive reports from the Temple police of a reckless driver. So we've got our trooper waiting. The truck comes in the view, and now there's a pursuit. It lasts 11 minutes. And then as they exit onto I-14 towards Killian, the trooper tries a pit maneuver, and it's unsuccessful. They reach the Killian Mall. Our driver in the pickup truck is going through the parking lot. It's packed. And then he makes a turn to the left. And I swear he drives right through these glass doors of the JCPenney. And he doesn't crash and stop. This guy, he's just getting started. You can hear him accelerate when he hits those doors. And he's driving. He's plowing through the store. Racks, people, clothes, merchandise flying everywhere. So our trooper jumps out of the car, out of his cruiser. And he's running through the store. And I'm sure he's thinking, like, we would think this guy's not going to go far. Dude, he's like chasing this guy in this pickup truck. And he's got his gun out. And he's yelling for people to get out of the way. He's behind the pickup truck as it's just barreling through the freaking store. This truck goes all the way through and crashes into some more glass doors on the other side of the freaking store. And so then our cop gets close enough to where he starts firing, and then you kind of lose sight. I'm sure that there were mag reloads. I'm sure this guy went dry. There were so many shots being fired. He ended up being joined by a police officer. Remember, we got a trooper, but killing police officer, a KISD police officer. We have two off-duty officers that join in on this. And so they are lighting this guy up in the truck. He backs up and then he accelerates. He gets outside the store. But he stopped, and you can hear the gas on the engine accelerating, and you can hear the throttle going back and forth. So I'm thinking the guy, when they finally get up there and extract the guy, he's dead. But it sounds like, if you guys watched the video, heard it, it sounded like the guy was still trying to break free and to get out of there. It was just a horrific scene. So this is one of those videos where people, you're going to want to see that. But I was curious about commentary. I think I pretty much covered the nuts and bolts of this. Commentary. Brett, have you ever seen or heard anything like this at all?
No, but Killeen, Texas, they've got a reputation for having weird stuff going at Killeen. There's all kinds of.
Is that how you pronounce it? Killeen?
Killeen.
Yes,
yeah.
Killeen.
Yeah. So I think what happened, Chip, when that vehicle was accelerating, stuck in that corner, I think he was dead. I think he was just pressing the gas. I don't believe that was a conscious thought. But who would have seen this coming? Okay, you're chasing a guy. All of a sudden, he's driving through the mall. You can't train for that. You can't. But I think the only thing I would say is this. After they got the bad guy out, after the truck was turned off, the guy in charge, whoever's senior there, should have said, everybody, stop. Take a deep breath. We got it. It's going to be okay. And start working the problem. Because there was a lot of confusion, a lot of movement. At some point, you just got to say, everybody, freeze. Don't move. Stop. Take three deep breaths. Here's what I need from you. I need you to go stand in front of Penny's. Don't let anybody in. You go stand on the other side of Penny. Don't let anybody in. You, if there's people here, get their names and addresses. Let's interview them. And we need witnesses. Somebody call fire rescue. Get them here. Call the shift commander. Just at some point, you just got to stop if it's contained and start working it.
Hey, Brett, I hate to interrupt you, but can you go through that list one more time? Sorry, I can write that down. That was beautiful. That was beautiful what you just did.
Oh, the first one's going to, okay. Let me shut my mic off.
Oh, Scott, you're just encouraging me, man.
No, I it was funny. So when I saw that, I was stationed at Fort Hood I'm dating myself, from 92 to 94.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how old I am. So I was stationed there, and I went to a concert, a Tim McGraw concert. This is before Tim McGraw was so big. He put on a concert in that parking lot at Killeen Mall.
Seriously?
Yeah. And it's a rough place. It's a rough place. The only thing I thought of was of course, I would have preferred he pulled out his, 300 blackout, 8-inch barrel, 300 blackout, suppressed, red dot, and light come out, and it would have, he wouldn't have had to shoot so many times, and it would have been much more accurate and had more penetration going through a vehicle. But I think that was a really good incident where a rifle right by his side would have been a great.
That's a good point. Did you see any rifles there at all, Scott?
No.
I didn't. I just saw pistols, and that's a good point. And then I was looking at the damage of the pickup truck, and I was trying to ascertain how many of those were rounds that did not penetrate. But there was just really, there was a lot of exterior damage from just what he went through to get through the store. But it looked like there was a lot of rounds that simply, they just weren't designed for penetrating, metal, especially a truck of that size. So the guy ended up getting killed, but there must have been hundreds of rounds being
fired. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot. And you think it's a mall. I mean, when he was shooting like that, what I was thinking, now again, I couldn't, from the perspective of body cam, I couldn't see what he was seeing. I'm thinking a mall. There's probably 1,000 people in there, if not more. And there's bullets going everywhere. Right. I mean, it's a tough situation. And I probably would have followed him in with my cruiser. Because I would be thinking, hey, man, these malls, you can go in and they have these big corridors. All he had to do is go through another door into the main thing, and he's out the other side or something like that. And then it's too far for me to run and catch up and stay on. So I probably would have followed with him. But I mean, thank God no one was killed. That was amazing. Crazy.
You know, that's one of those stories, Scott, where you go home and your loved one goes, "So how was your day?" and you start telling the story and they go, I don't even know. I have nothing for you.
Yeah.
Oh, some great stuff, guys. We're kind of winding it down. So again, thanks so much for being on the show, gentlemen. Captain Brett Bartlett, founder of Exumer Defense at Exumer Defense Solutions. Scott Steyer with AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And, you know, I do want to mention the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org. Lieutenant Randy Sutton's 501c. That's helping cops out in the world of hurt that are suffering from things like PTSD and other issues. So if you guys haven't been to thewoundedblue.org, please go there, check it out, and they are worthy of your support. Now, I did mention that we were going to be doing a Gold Skip Card giveaway. I don't have enough entries today, so we're going to move that to tomorrow's live show, that Gold Skip Card giveaway. So be watching for that. And, you know, I'm going to be asking when we, at the end of the show, I'm going to be asking some more questions for Scott on the stream, but I do want to mention our sponsors again, Gulls.com, ComplianceTechnologies.com, AeroPrecisionUSA.com, GunLearn, My Medicare, Safeguard Recruiting, Two Bells, and FishOrlandoBass.com. Thanks for the support. We'll look for you guys back tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern.